This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The most troubled Olympics in modern history is finally opening in Tokyo on Friday as the Games struggle to shake off lingering virus fears after a one-year postponement. 8 years after Tokyo celebrated winning the right to stage the Games, Friday's opening ceremony will take place before empty stands and with the city in a state of emergency. Fears the global gathering of 11,000 athletes could trigger a super spreader event have prompted organizers to impose a number of historic restrictions. Overseas fans are banned for the first time ever, and domestic spectators will be kept out of all but a handful of venues. Athletes, support staff, and media are subject to strict COVID-19 protocols, including regular testing and daily health checks. Polls have consistently found a majority of Japanese are against the Games, but there is plenty of enthusiasm outside the 68,000-seat Olympic Stadium in the hours before the opening ceremony, as hundreds of people gathered hoping to soak up the atmosphere and watch fireworks expected during the extravaganza. Traditionally a highlight of the Summer Games, featuring the Parade of Nations and lighting of the Olympic cauldron, Tokyo's opening ceremony will be drastically pared back. Fewer than 1,000 dignitaries and officials will be present at the stadium. Most world leaders have opted to stay away, though U.S. First Lady Jill Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron, whose country will host the 2024 Paris Olympics, will both attend, along with Japan's emperor. But in a sign of how divisive the Games remain, several top sponsors, including Toyota and Panasonic, will not be sending executives. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A typhoon is forecast to bring heavy rains to Taiwan and coastal China over the weekend, days after the worst flooding on record in central China caused at least 51 deaths. It's expected to make landfall either Sunday afternoon or early Monday morning. Local officials on Friday issued typhoon warnings and called on other officials to take preventative measures, including recalling fishing boats to port and relocating people living in vulnerable coastal communities. The typhoon is expected to pass north of Taiwan while still bringing considerable rain to the island. Landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains hit part of western India, killing at least 32 people and leading to overnight rescue of more than 1,000 other people trapped by floodwaters, officials said Friday. One government official says many of those rescues were stranded on rooftops and even on top of buses and highways. The Indian Navy says it deployed helicopters to evacuate stranded people and sent rescue teams with boats to the region. Last weekend, more than 30 people were killed in landslides triggered by heavy monsoon rains in and around Mumbai, India's financial and entertainment capital. Disasters caused by landslides and flooding are common in India during June through September, the monsoon season, when heavy rains weaken the foundations of structures that are often poorly built. The Philippines sent millions of children back into lockdown Friday as hospitals prepare for a surge in coronavirus cases fueled by the highly contagious Delta variant ravaging neighboring countries. Nearly half of the cases of the virus strain detected so far locally were locally acquired, the health department said, raising fears of a sharp uptick in infections that have topped 1.5 million since the start of the pandemic. Along with tighter capacity limits on indoor dining, beauty salons, and religious gatherings, children aged 5 to 17 have been told to stay homes. It comes 2 weeks after the Philippine government lifted a ban on minors going outside that had been in place since March 2020, but was often flouted. Border restrictions have also been tightened for travelers from Thailand and Malaysia, where authorities are battling to contain Delta-fueled outbreaks. India, Indonesia, and Pakistan are also among the countries on the travel ban list. And mourners will pay final respects to Haitian President Jovenel Moïse Friday at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home, in which he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under a heightened security since Moïse's assassination. The country's police chief says 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including 3 police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.